the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Here we are. I was going to say Hot Tub Time Machine. We always want to say that. Anyway, Time Machine, Hotshot Whiz Kids.
Why are you stealing copyrighted material to title our shows, Mark?
Because I'm a crook. That's
this is the Hotshot Whiz Kids Time Machine, and we are going back to 1957,
oh,
the year of Mark's birth, and...
I'm born in a lot of years, if you notice. Listen to the shows.
Yeah, I'm always saying that.
I'm born a lot.
We're doing a show called Social Class in America, something Mark and I know a lot about, because we've lived every social class. We started off in the bottom, the way to the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. One day I hope to be in the lower middle.
That'd be nice.
Oh my God, that's a dream. I wonder if they're going to let us know how rich people are better than us.
I hope so.
Because I already know. I don't need to see a video on it. Thanks for the super long intros.
Waste our fucking
time. They knew how to do it back then.
Newborn American babies. Newborn citizens of these United States.
These United States.
And with rights guaranteed by the Constitution.
Good.
But let's take a closer look.
Some of
these
them are black.
New arrivals in a typical American town have equal legal rights. In class, they are not equal at all. Each has a social status handed on to him by his family, ascribed
yeah,
to him
thanks.
At birth. Meet Guilford Ames III, the latest addition to one of the town's upper-class families.
Oh, you think with the fucking the third tacked on?
Guilford Ames II is the wealthiest man in town.
Oh.
He owns a large factory.
How come poor people don't
the
do that?
Is one of the
have the third.
In the community.
So they do sometimes.
So prestige,
I'm the second.
That's a junior.
Same thing.
No one says the second.
This
only wealthy people say the second. Poor people
the
say junior.
Years. And this is where Guilford Ames III will live.
I'm Cliven Worthington II.
This one, Theodore Eastwood by name, has an ascribed status of middle class. His father is Joseph Eastwood.
This guy is poor.
And a white-collar worker in the Ames factory. He has a steady, skillful job and is comfortably off. But the chances are that he will not advance much beyond his present status.
Why not?
Crushing my American dream.
I know.
The mortgage on his house is on its way to being paid.
Ooh, see?
And someday, it undoubtedly will be.
Undoubtedly? Why?
They made this now.
All these questions, why?
Pretty soon, they'll be their house will be taken away from them.
Class, the best status he achieves
this film is in horrible
lifetime,
shape, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
maybe higher than the one he was born with. Could be true to maybe David Benton, whose ascribed status is lower class.
Oh, kid after my own heart.
David's father is Michael Benton, an unskilled factory worker who has a meager education. Mr. Benton rents the upper floor of a two-family house in a rundown section of town.
Owned by the richest man in town.
What's the it's just letting us know what our places are. Listen, you're poor, you're in the middle, this dude's fucking rich. Get used to it.
That's the way it's gonna stay.
Because
poor people never become rich, and rich people never become poor.
There are class lines.
And most of us stay in the fucking middle. But I don't what's the point?
And in relation to nationality.
Yeah, most people stay in the same as their parents, and then others move on to other things. Some get lower. I mean, it's where
I mean and it plays I would say, as with everything, the fucking bell curve, the majority of people kind of stay in the same level, and then you got the few people that slip, and the few people that rise. But video? I don't know what your fucking game is here.
Gil, Ted, and Dave are in the graduating class of the town's high school. After the commencement exercises, the three boys, who are good friends, meet to say goodbye.
I'm going off to college. I'm going off to find a job.
Next
I'm going
fall,
off to the gutter.
Gil Ames is going to attend an Ivy League university.
Surprise.
Ted, who took a commercial course in high school, plans to get a...
Remember when we were babies and our bayonets? Our
Dave
not bayonets.
Going to work too.
Our so bayonets were in the war.
Family's income.
Our baby carriages at the hospital right next to each
friends
other. Now we're friends still? That's
said.
Weird.
Well,
it's really a small
maybe
ass town.
In a way, but these boys come from families of different classes, and the lines of social class are real here in America, as they are everywhere in Europe, in Asia, and even in the Soviet Union.
Even
as the years
Ruskies?
Pass, class boundaries will separate Gil.
Oh man, especially
and Dave,
in India.
More and more.
They have the caste system. That's a little bit different.
The boundaries
hardly.
Ted's middle class
it's worse.
And Dave's
yeah, I know.
The,
like rape is like a huge problem in India.
And
if you're of a low
class,
it is fucking. They do whatever the fuck they want with you.
Even the simple event of
graduation. What are you?
From
oh,
high school
what the fuck you know?
Has a different significance for the boys and their families.
I'm so distracted. There's a spider on your wall,
Gil,
and it's hiding behind
it
one
is
of your posters.
A milestone in his
that's
education.
My friend. Leave him alone.
I seen night, it, like, you know, going
Mr.
across
Ames
the wall, and now its legs are sticking out from behind the poster.
Mr. Ames
it's
tells
that,
you
no, it's
that
your White Stripes poster over there on
it's
the right.
Fine.
So I'm just, it's distracting.
Background.
To you.
But now he's
I know to you, you love it.
It's Charlie.
More in keeping with his social position. At college, he will meet men of his own kind.
Oh my God. Fuck this video.
Because already
yeah, we get it. Don't have fucking dreams.
And its rules.
If you're low class, your family's low class, you're gonna be low class forever. Your descendants are gonna be fucking low class. I fucking got it. Don't try. Why would you?
Town, the Eastwoods have just finished dinner. And Mr. Eastwood
they barely have enough
Ted
food to live.
About his plans for the future. Ted's record in high school was generally good, but there was one subject in which he excelled. Drawing. Ted would like to do something professionally in the art field, but his father discourages him.
Don't follow your dreams, son. That'd be stupid.
No, you don't want to do that. Now you're eyeing that spider. See? See? It's good, huh?
Ted sees his father's point of view.
Yeah. You're right, Dad. Don't follow your dreams. Just fucking, you know, you get a shitty job and you work it forever. Good idea. Now, the rich people... You know, they're going to get fancy jobs and just, you know, be fancy
graduation
forever.
From high school
doesn't that sound nice?
Worthy of celebration and a family party in Dave's
it's nice to know where you should be in life. They had that back then. Now we've lost our way. We're all striving for something more. Back then, they let you know already. Listen, you're a piece of shit, dude.
In the Benton family,
now
and
forever.
Neighbors, economic pressures are important. Dave's initiative in finding work is highly regarded by all of them.
Yeah, you can be a regular working stiff just like your old man.
Yeah, yeah.
Die on your feet. It's going to be great.
Wait, is this the middle class one?
That's the low class one.
Because the middle class one's working too, but he just somehow has like a slightly better job.
Now, has a job at a local gas station. Although he's still only a gas station attendant,
he's moving up.
To be an automobile mechanic.
Oh.
The driver of the car... is his old friend of high school days, Gil Ames.
The rich fuck.
Gil is
no, no, no.
From college now.
Or is he?
And is on his way to start work in his father's factory.
Oh, okay.
Dave is going to be married just as soon as his job of auto mechanic comes through.
What a simpler time.
As we all know, it really wasn't. This is fucking bullshit.
Gil's first day of work in his father's factory turned up still another familiar face. Ted Eastwood has a job in the bookkeeping department.
Oh, just like his old man. Yeah.
Mr. Ames is taking his son on a tour of all the departments of the factory.
Yeah, this is a factory you're going to own.
Gil will take over the business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And today, he's beginning to learn
about it. Until you ship it over to seas and you lose your business. Fuck
well,
you.
I mean, I sold it for a shitload of money. My dad fucking died a long time ago. This is my
fucking business. Or he just closed down.
With his future all
that's why I would suggest selling as soon as you can.
You're Ted Eastwood, stuck in a job you'll be in all your life.
Fucking downer,
get
man.
Out, What's keeping you here anyway? Mary Blakesley? You thought you'd marry her. But remember what she said that day in the car?
I don't love you. I hate you, in fact.
But can't you see it's impossible, Ted? It's not just money. We live in different worlds.
Sure, different
worlds.
Yeah,
you're a poor piece of shit, man. She's too good for you.
There are other worlds. Bigger towns. You've got some money saved. Go to New York. Give it a try for 6 months. And if you fail...
All these walking fast, like, yeah, you're right. Let's go to New York now.
Why is this narrator dude trying to convince him to leave? Because a little while ago, he's like telling us how, listen, everything is what it is.
He started with a job in the art department of a large advertising agency. They called him a production assistant. But actually,
or are they letting us know now that you can move up?
But at least
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
And close to the kind of work he liked. At night, he took courses in commercial art and
advertising. At night, he touched himself.
A good deal of his
Which guy is this? I'm fucking...
This is low class. He went to New York. Remember he wanted to be an artist and his dad told him to go fuck himself?
No, that was the upper class guy.
No.
No, the middle class guy.
Don't think so.
Middle class guy.
No, that's why he's in the art department. This is Eastwood. This is low class.
He was the head of the art department.
You got screwed up, man. I know all those white guys look the same.
I don't think so. Horizontal
mobility. Yeah, it is. Why do you think he's in the fucking art department?
Ted Eastwood is the middle class guy. I'm reading it right now.
Vertical mobility for Ted Eastwood. A movement upward from his ascribed status.
But who's the low class guy?
To an achieved status that is largely the result of his professional standing.
That's Dave.
I don't know what's going on
in a large city like New York.
Dave's the lower class guy.
Although they are still there. Here, professional standing, power, and wealth.
Oh man, you know what? If my name was like Arthur or Artie, I'd have a club and call it the art department.
Who may have come from the lower class.
That'd be me, Art.
Successful businessmen of the middle class to mix socially.
I thought you'd be Artie, like, called like party.
Is an accepted member of the group.
That's play
prize,
out,
Artie.
But when Ted returns to his hometown on a vacation,
who looks at vacation in their hometown?
Well, you're visiting your
Has
fucking
he a new
parents.
Achieved status back there too?
Some people like their family.
When he meets the girl he wanted to marry, have things changed? The town is small enough so that Mary has heard about Ted's success in New York.
Oh, my.
But this isn't New York.
Yeah, Mary, listen, I remember when you were a piece of shit when you lived here. As far as I'm concerned, you're still a piece of shit, dude.
Ted, he still isn't part of their world. And he never will be. In this town,
is this uplifting or fucking downer, man?
The status of his parents is still the class to which he belongs.
I don't think that's true. First of all, he's in New York City, which is way better than any fucking small shit town that you may live in.
I don't know what kind of point this dude is driving at.
Ted's mother brings him up to date on all the town gossip, but he only half hears her. The meeting with Mary has stirred old memories in him.
Fuck Mary. You got a million chicks you could do over
in
Manhattan.
I know.
You can
way,
do the
way better looking chicks.
He's still the nice kid from the wrong side of the
railroad. You can fuck all the maids you want.
No matter how successful he is, his achieved status is higher than that of his father's because he has a profession. But that status depends on a place. In this case,
yeah, I don't know about that,
New York. Dave Benton, on the other hand, has changed his status hardly at all. He's now a skilled auto mechanic.
That sounds good to me.
And although his achieved status is not much better than the one ascribed to him by his family, financially, he will be able to provide better for his wife and children. His third child, a son, was born.
Yeah, you're just
a
lowly fucking grease monkey.
Yesterday. This new
so, if you're a rich dude in one town and you move to another town, they're going to think you're a piece of shit?
Because
you're only rich there, man.
Reach a
Here, you don't got shit.
As Ted Eastwood did.
Here's your baby, or who's going to be a fuck-up just like you.
His own father did.
No getting around
it. Class to which he was born.
No one's ever got out of the class they are born in.
His vertical mobility will depend greatly upon him, his character, his talents, and abilities. It will possibly depend, too, upon geographical mobility.
Again with that.
Because the criteria for class boundaries vary.
If you're a piece of shit in your own town, move to a different one.
And so I mean, I gotta agree with them there. Babies,
all citizens, all equal before the law.
You know what?
But not the same by standards.
The message got a little murky for me.
It was kind of, he was taking like both sides, you know? He was like, in one hand, he was saying,
get off the fucking fence, dude.
He's like, you're stuck where you are. Then he's like, well, if you move away, you might not be.
Yeah, now you're doing good. But when you come back, you're still a piece of shit. I don't know.
All right. Like, people who are, you know, grow up and they become, you know, huge stars. They come back like, you might be a huge star over there in Hollywood, but around here, you're still a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. Remember when we used to kick your ass when we were kids? I'm kicking your ass now, Dolph Lundgren. Fuck you.
I was going to use Brad Pitt. Brad, yeah. Piece of shit, Pitt.
Hey, Brad Shit. Remember when I used to call you that?
I know you're a millionaire over in Hollywood, but over here in Kansas, you're still piece of shit,
you
Brad
Pitt. You and that
Pitt.
Skinny popsicle head wife of yours. Fuck you.
All right.
Anyway, if you'd like to fuck
me... We're losers in every town, so...
Exactly. No matter where we go, everyone knows it. HotshotWizKids.com. Check us out. Tell a friend. Listen to the rest of the week.